One of the unfinished pieces of business from 2020 was a long-term surface transportation reauthorization. Obviously, that's going to be an emphasis in 2021. What are some of the things that AASHTO is hoping to see included in a reauthorization package?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. Something that we had hoped that had gotten done last year, the FAST Act expired last September. And one of the big victories from 2000, I think, for us and for the transportation community was that rather than Congress just doing a series of short-term extensions in this fiscal year, they realized that they were not going to get something done in the first part of FY 2021 and enacted a full year extension of the FAST Act to get us through September of 2021. So, you know, I think that was extremely responsible of Congress and that showed a lot of foresight on their part. But that means that we really need to get down to business here in the beginning part of 2021. To make sure we're laying the foundation so Congress can get a surface transportation reauthorization bill across the finish line in September of this year. You know, we have a series of reauthorization principles that we've been working with the House and the Senate on now for a few years. We've already worked with the administration here prior to them starting their term to let them know what AASHTO and the state DOTs would like to see in a reauthorization bill. And really what we're looking for is getting a bill done on time, having it be a long-term reauthorization bill so that it's 5 or 6 years, that it provides state DOTs and transit agencies the time that they need to be able to plan for major projects that stretch across multiple years. You know, if you only do a 1 year or 2 year bill, it's hard for states to be able to plan for large projects when they just don't have the predictability of how much of the federal dollars are coming their way over, say, a 5 or 6 year period. So we want it to be a long-term bill. We'd love for them to come up with some type of a long-term sustainable revenue solution for the Federal Highway Trust Fund. You know, we have been stuck with a gas tax rate of 18.6 for the last 25 plus years. That hasn't been adjusted. It's not keeping up with the amount of spending that we're doing at the federal level. We're consistently having to bail out the Federal Highway Trust Fund with general fund transfers. And we think it's time for Congress to take a look at that and figure out what is the long-term solution for funding the Federal Highway Trust Fund. We want them to increase and prioritize formula-based funding to state DOTs. We recognize that there's going to be an interest in continuing discretionary grant programs where states and localities can apply for grants. And apparently there's going to be a discussion on bringing back congressional earmarks. But the real bread and butter of the federal program here are the formula dollars that go out to the state DOTs, where states are able to prioritize the projects that they want to fund with federal dollars on their own. It gives them that flexibility to be able to identify projects that are going to have the most impact, that are ready to go today, so that they can get that money out the door and get it put to use, creating jobs and improving our transportation network as soon as possible. You know, and the last two things that I would say that we're looking for in a reauthorization bill, looking for increased flexibility and trying to streamline the project delivery process. You know, there's a lot of red tape still that exists within any federal program, but we see it in the federal transportation programs. We've got some ideas for how we can clean up some of that red tape and make it a little bit easier to administer some of these projects. And then really, we want to make sure that state DOTs are able to harness innovation and technology, right? I mean, we're seeing this now. Technology is becoming a bigger and bigger piece of our transportation solutions to the problems that we're having. So we want to make sure that state DOTs have the flexibility to innovate, to be kind of those laboratories of innovation at the state level, try out new things, be creative, and make sure that the federal program allows for that. Right now it does, but we want to really capitalize on that because we know that that's what the future is going to hold for us. We're going to have to better leverage all the technology tools that we have if we're going to be successful in addressing our nation's transportation needs.